This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Robert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How much do you believe the Bible? How much do you believe that what God has written in His Word is true? Or do you sometimes feel uncertain, and do you sometimes look at scientific explanations which might be in contradiction to the Word of God, but which sound good? Or do you believe in interpretations of the religion you might belong to, which are not in accordance with what the Bible says? Today I like to reconfirm your belief in God's Word by giving you three examples of scientific discoveries, quote-unquote, which really are utter nonsense. But I want to show you those in order to explain to you how far scientists are willing to go to contradict God's Word without perhaps even knowing it. And these three articles I like to quote from are all published in Mail Online, a news agency and paper in Britain, and they were all published in November of 2013. And I like to start with the first one, which says, "Most scientists would probably say that the concept of an afterlife is either nonsense or at the very least unprovable. Yet one expert claims he has evidence to confirm an existence beyond the grave, and it lies in quantum physics. Professor Robert Lanczar claims the theory of biocentrism teaches that death as we know it is an illusion created by our consciousness. He believes our consciousness creates the universe and not the other way around. And once we accept that space and time are tools of our minds, death cannot exist in any real sense either. Lanczar continued that as humans we believe in death because we have been taught we die, or more specifically, our consciousness associates life with bodies, and we know that bodies die. Lanczar instead said that when we die, our life becomes a perennial flower that returns to bloom in the multiverse." Now, if you ever heard nonsense, that would be it. But on the other hand, there are religions which teach something very similar. The concept of reincarnation, the concept of nirvana, where you end up in going to a place of nothingness. The idea that you have an immortal soul that when you die keeps on living comes very close to this concept. But that is not what the Bible teaches, my friends. The Bible teaches that when you die, you are dead. The Bible teaches that death is very real. It's an enemy. And God will ultimately destroy this enemy. Death is a sleep, an unconscious sleep, out of which you have to be awakened, and you will be in the resurrection from the dead. That's your hope. But this scientific, quote-unquote, evidence or revelation is just nonsense, but it's dangerous because it goes hand in hand with some of the wrong religious teachings floating around in this world. And let us not forget that Satan is called the god of this world who has deceived the whole world. I give you a second example of where people can go astray. We've all heard about the Maya calendar and the idea that the Maya calendar was going to tell us when the end of the world would occur. Well, of course, it didn't occur. And now comes another mythology, another prophecy, another prediction. And here, Mail Online had this to say. If Vikings were here today, yes, you've heard right, Vikings, the very, you know, extremely hostile group of people. If they were here today, the sounding of a distinctive horn in York would have created chaos. The ancient instrument blown last night signaled exactly 100 days until the end of the world, according to Norse mythology. Legend has it that the Norse god Heimdallr would blow the mythical Gjallarhorn to warn of the Viking apocalypse, also known as Ragnarok, which translates doom of the gods. It is due to be preceded by the winter of winters. Vikings believed prior to the apocalypse, three freezing winters would follow each other, with no summers in between. And then it talks about some more mythological ideas and concepts. But notice this. It says, "Norse mythology experts have calculated that Vikings believed this will take place, so this end of the world will take place on February 22, 2014. It says there will be huge earthquakes. The sea will rear up and the soil and the sky will be stained with poison. The earth will sink into the sea, paving the way for a new utopian world with endless supplies. The sound of the horn is supposed to call the sons of Odin to the battlefield, where Odin will ultimately be killed. Now you see how strange this mythology might sound. If you know the Bible, you know there are certain parallels, but it's all twisted. It is all kind of changed to mislead the people. We can tell you dogmatically that the world is not going to end in 2014. We can tell you dogmatically that Jesus Christ is not going to come back in 2014. Some have said, oh, Christ could come back tonight. No, he cannot. Why not? Because the Bible tells you very specifically that things have to happen first. The Bible talks about the Great Tribulation. The Bible talks about the Day of the Lord, which have to happen first, approximately 3.5 years, if not a little bit less, prior to Christ's return. Christ says, there will be a Great Tribulation. It will be so bad that if I wouldn't come back, return, and put an end to these days and would shorten them, no flesh would be saved alive. See, these things have to happen first. The Great Tribulation hasn't even started yet. At the same time, we know from the signs of the time it can't be that far off, but Christ tells us that we shouldn't predict even the day or the hour or the year of his coming. He says nobody knows that, only the Father does. So people coming up with all kinds of ideas, and here's February 22, 2014, another idea which is being brought up now, they all are wrong. And they are in total violation to what the Bible tells us we should and shouldn't do. But it sounds interesting, doesn't it? And so some will fall for this kind of stuff. And some will perhaps even believe it. And some will perhaps even think that Christ is going to come back in February of 2014, which I'm telling you right now, he is not. Now here's a third example of how far those scientists and those who believe in this kind of stuff can go off from the truth. A U.S. ecologist has claimed that humans are not from Earth, but were put on this planet by aliens tens of thousands of years ago. Dr. Ellis says that humans might suffer from bad backs because they evolved on a world with lower gravity. If that sounds funny, well, keep on listening. He suggests that Neanderthals, such as Homo erectus, were crossbred with another species, perhaps from Alpha Centauri, which is the closest star system to our solar system, some 4.37 light years away from the sun. Dr. Ellis said many people feel, and here it goes, that they don't belong and feel at home on Earth. This suggests, he says, that mankind may have evolved on a different planet, and they may have been brought here as a highly developed species. Well, the nonsense goes on. One reason for this is that the Earth might be a prison planet, since we seem to be a naturally violent species, and we are here until we learn to behave ourselves, he said. He is interested in whether humans came to Earth separately, perhaps as arriving on meteors and comets, before evolving into the species we know today. My thesis proposes that mankind did not evolve from that particular strain of life, but evolved elsewhere and was transported to Earth as a fully evolved human sapiens between 60,000 and 200,000 years ago, he says. Now, if that sounds strange, let's understand where those scientists are coming from. See, they all believe in the evolution concept, the idea like human beings have evolved on this Earth, coming out of an organic soup of gases, and have accidentally evolved from amoebas and other cells until finally they have arrived as human beings. Now that again all by itself is utter nonsense. The theory of evolution is utter nonsense. It is ungodly. It is totally against what the Bible says. But it's only a small step from saying, well, you know, if Earth has brought about evolved human beings, why couldn't human beings or species like human beings have evolved on other planets as well? And so then they come from other planets to this Earth. And on the nonsense goes. Now we have prepared a booklet, The Theory of Evolution, A Fairy Tale for Adults. And in this booklet, we debunk the scientists who claim that the evolution concept has been proven, because it has not been proven. And the funny thing is, my friends, it cannot be proven. Scientists themselves are telling you that the evolution theory cannot be proven because the only piece of evidence they would have to have doesn't exist. And we quote those scientists in this booklet. And we also show you in this booklet why the evolution theory is in total contradiction, in total, absolute, utter contradiction to what the Bible says. You cannot believe, if you are a Christian, in the evolution theory and in the Bible at the same time. It is impossible. And all those who try to kind of put them together and harmonize these ideas are utterly and totally false and wrong. Now, we have prepared another booklet, The Authority of the Bible. How much do you believe in the authority of the Bible? The fact that God's word is infallible, that what is written in the Bible is true and every man is a liar in comparison. The fact that scientists coming up with quote-unquote evidence trying to disprove certain aspects of the Bible are liars in the eyes of God. We got to understand that. We got to understand that there is only one authority, the authority of the Bible, God's word, which tells you how to live, what has happened, and what will happen, and what your potential is. And if you have any doubts about evolution, please read our free booklet on the theory of evolution, because it has been called a fairy tale for adults, and scientists have called it such. So you need to know these things, my friends, and I hope the program today has helped you a little bit thinking about not to fall for scientific quote-unquote evidence and speculation, which is just utter nonsense if you really think about it. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.